Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah! Are you excited this morning? If you're excited to be in the land of the living, the Bible says it is only the living that can praise God. If you're excited to be in the land of the living this morning, can you do one more shout of praise? Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. This morning is our business and career breakthrough service. And I'm sure that God is turning things around in our businesses, in our careers, in the name of Jesus. Yes. The principle apply for our students also in the academics, so just listen attentively today. But before then, let us pray. We're going to give God thanks for the privilege, the wisdom. Many people, you can only do business or have a career that you're pursuing if you are all right. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If the mind is not working, nothing works. So you lift up your voice this morning and give God thanks that you are alive in the land of the living. You can transact, you can go out, you can come in. You either do a business, you work for an organization, provide one service or the other. Say thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to be alive in the land of the living to make things happen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Ezeberos kapai de ruana katela vina musaketelesh. Can we just go ahead and give him thanks and praise? Give him thanks and praise. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a privilege to be alive, that I can transact, that I go out and I come in, that I can work and make money. To business and get money. Thank you, Jesus. That I can think and reason to write exams. Thank you, Jesus. That my brain is intact. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to lift up our voice and pray. Listen to me. You must learn how to surrender everything to God. The Bible says that we should trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. That in all our ways we should acknowledge him and he will direct our path. This morning I want you to say, Father, I surrender my business, my career. Students, you say my academics into your mighty hands. Take full control. Lead me in multiple breakthroughs, consistent breakthroughs, increase. In the name of Jesus, I surrender to you. I hand it all over to you. I give it all up to you, Jesus. Everything in your hand, I hand it over to you. By myself, it won't work. So I yield to you. I submit to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I yield to you. I hand over everything to you. Gemini kovra de la boskapaya vanderu kotone menekos kapadesh. Evrine kos kovre gezunde le boskapaya vanderu tania kasutelesh. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, merciful Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We honor you because you are God. We bless you this morning because you are faithful to us. We thank you for the gift of life, that we are alive in the land of the living. Thank you for the privilege and honor we have to hear your word this morning so that we can get better. Thank you for the revelation of your word that will bring about increase in our lives. Lord, let this word lighten our path, bring direction, bring understanding. In the name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please sit up in heavenly places. Glory to God. Now, do not forget that whenever you come to church in the presence of God, everything is possible. It is a business and career service, but God heals the sick, He delivers the oppressed, and everything can happen at the same time. Amen. Amen. I have assurance from God this morning, child of God. Listen to me. Because I know that by covenant right, as a child of God, you have the potential to excel in life. It is the plan and the purpose of God that you will excel. Said, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. So that foundation has to be established, that as a new creation and as the seed of Abraham, he says, Abraham's blessings, they are mine. He said, now that you are Christ's, because you belong to Christ, you are heir according to the promise that was given to Abraham. So that everything that I said to Abraham in blessings, I will bless you. In multiplication, I will multiply you. I will cause your descendants to fill the face of the earth. And we see those things happen in the life of Abraham. And he said, to your seed and to their children's children. And Jesus has made us heir according to that promise. I came to announce to somebody today, every roadblock to your advancement, every roadblock to your moving to the next level, everything that stands as an obstacle today, they are moved off in the name of Jesus. People receive supernatural help. Help that is from above. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? He said, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Somebody under the sound of my voice this morning, whether you are here or online, I declare supernatural help that will shift your career. Supernatural help that will shift your business. The help of men in an unusual manner. Men and women that God will plant in your life strategically, that will bring the idea, the wisdom, the strength, everything that is needed. Somebody, by the time you are leaving this service, you are going out to meet help in the name of Jesus. I say you are going out to meet help in the name of Jesus. What belongs to you, nobody will take it. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. What belongs to you, I declare in the name of Jesus, every contention over that property, over that space, over that money, over that income that should come, I declare in the name of Jesus, I say no one will be able to take it. He said, your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. They shall possess the gates of their enemies. So by covenant right, as a child of God, you are supposed to excel. God wants you to excel. God wants you to do well. God doesn't have plans for you to fail. But success in your business, in your career, it will not just come by chance. There are certain things that you will need to understand so that you can walk in the fullness. So that you can walk in the fullness. If you do not understand these things, it is possible that despite the fact that someone has the potential to do well, despite the fact that they have the potential to excel, it is difficult because of lack of understanding and knowledge. He said, my people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6, because of lack of what? Knowledge. Knowledge in any area of life will always put you on top. Are we here together? So in discussing this with us this morning, I'm going to share with you certain truths. They are time-proven, tested. They cannot be moved. Nowhere. Time-proven, tested. It will now be your responsibility to wake up and arise and say to yourself, I will never be small in life. You know, every time we confess, I will never be small in life, everybody does the confession, but some people understand the revelation. Everybody can shout, I will never be small, I can never be poor, but not everybody understands why we are saying it. And I've told you, some people say some things by faith, which is very good. Some people say some things because faith has gone ahead and they have put structures on ground. the wisdom of God to put structures so that your life will continue to advance. It says the path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. I declare that wisdom is sitting upon somebody today in the name of Jesus. You will sense the hand of God resting upon your head in the name of Jesus. The way you were thinking before, you will know by yourself that there is a brain upgrade. So despite the fact that success is the believer's birthright in your career, in your business, in your academics, you're supposed to do well. But you see, it does not come by chance. It will not come by chance. There are certain things that you need to understand and put in place so that you will not eventually come to the point where you're asking and saying, but I am a Christian. God did not say that you will not put these things in place. It is not a substitute. The things that I'm sharing with you today, they are not substitutes to faith. Because you have faith does not mean that you will not put these ones in place. Faith without work is what? It's also a plus to every person who's writing any exam or anything you're doing. It will also add up to your life. The number one key I'll be sharing with you this morning, there are several of them, but I'm going to put up just a few in this service, another one in the second service, together like that, and we'll be done. The number one key I want to share with somebody this morning, without which, even if you were told by the highest prophets in town, that you are going to be the richest person in your father's house, that you are going to excel, that you will fly, that you will start flying business class and first class, and you fail to put these things in place, brothers and sisters, poverty will be the end. Because those things don't work by chance. Number one key that everybody must engage, especially in the age where we are in right now, where a lot of distractions left and right everywhere, is the power of diligence. Write it down. Diligence. 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 The first virtue that God gave to man is the virtue of work. He put him in the garden and he said, tend the garden. I'm giving you work. Tend the garden. Tend the garden. Tend the garden. Whatever business, whatever career you're doing, you must understand the place of diligence. Hard work is another way you call it. Hard work. Someone say hard work. You're not saying, say hard work. I know you don't like the hard in front of it. Say, I would have said work. Say hard work. Yes. These are some of the things that a generation is trying to escape, but they can never escape it. Never. They are time-proven, tested principles. No shortcuts. Slothfulness is a destroyer of potential destinies. That means potentially you have the ability, but if you are lazy, you will never get it. No matter what God has promised you, no matter what God has said to you, if you are not willing to put work to it. Adam, stay in this garden. Yes, I have heard you, sir. But listen, you must, if not, the garden will grow so much of thorns and thistles, and you will be, your life will be endangered. So you are eating from the garden, you will feed, yes. I've given food around, yes, but you must clear the garden. You must work. You must put yourself to work. So every day, Adam doesn't wake up in the morning and he just sits down there and say, God, you know, I'm eating breakfast. We're just looking at ourselves. Let's just enjoy. No, he has to go around the garden and check what must be done. What's happening here? What's happening there? What am I supposed to clear? If I leave this place, it will grow anyhow and nothing will happen. Just imagine a whole giant garden, only one man inside. God gave him serious work to do. If you will eat from here, you must work on it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus explaining to them, he said, my nourishment comes from the will, from doing the will of my Father who has sent me, and from finishing his work. So Jesus wants to finish work. You say you will not work. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? He said that. Look at it. Jesus said to them, my food, what I eat, what I enjoy, what gives me nourishment is to do the will of him that has sent me, and to do what? And to finish his work. Some people are starters, they are not finishers. If you are not the finisher, you will not get to the finish line. And if you don't get to the finish line, you will never get the trophy. Only those who get to the finish line get the trophy. Jesus said, I must finish. I will not start and stop along the way. No way, I must finish. And sir, when he got to the cross and did everything, he said, it is what? Finished. You started writing the book, one book, 3 years ago. All the inspiration has expired. You have not finished it. Maybe the book should have sold so much now that you'd have been a rich person. Some people are 5 years behind the future that God has ordained for them because of laziness and procrastination.
Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Work is essential for breakthrough, for you to experience an extraordinary increase. Every conglomerate, every corporation, every institution you see thriving and doing well, people are somewhere working day and night tirelessly, ensuring that things will work, sir. If they do not do anything, everything will crumble. Everything will crumble. Everything will crumble. There are certain companies, if they don't work this week, there will be scarcity of certain products, and many people will suffer for it. If certain companies don't work this week, just this week, 1 week, there will be serious scarcity. And before you know it, everybody will be running health and skater. We can't get, it's no longer in the market. It's not in the market. We can't find it. Hunger will finish people. Hunger will finish people. So people are working. Tell you, but people are working. Don't be deceived. Every product you see, somebody is working. Every service you get, somebody is working. If they fail to work, everything will be grounded. And if it is grounded, lives will be grounded. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? But I came to announce to somebody this morning the strength, the enablement, the impartation of grace and empowerment in your body to act, to stand, to rise. Receive this morning in the name of Jesus. What you need to do to move you to the next level of your life, every strength that is required, may God engineer it inside of your being. Sir, God will not do for man what you should do for yourself. He will strengthen you to do it. When Jesus was praying, and he was praying and got so tired, God did not say, okay, Jesus, now that you are tired, you see, let's help you go and die on the cross. No way, you must die on the cross. The only thing we'll do is that we will send an angel to strengthen you. An angel came and strengthened Jesus, but he carried the cross. Even when he carried it and somebody came to give him support, that one is what we call collaboration support. The person didn't take the cross permanently to take his place to die. He must be the one to die. What you must do, you must do. There are certain things that only the number one person in the organization can do. If you leave it to another person, the company will close. If somebody in your company has more passion than you for that business, they are the owner of the business. You are not the owner. Never be lazy. Never. Somebody said never. Stop wasting time on social media, especially people who are so carried away today. You just see people stay like this. They are laughing away their destiny. Just laughing away their destiny. They are watching the hard work of other people. Hard work of other people. Content creators take time to shoot those videos you see. They sit down there. They make mistakes. They re-edit. They reorganize. 12 o'clock, midnight, 1 a.m., 3 a.m. You are watching and they are working. May you not watch other people to your detriment in the name of Jesus. Wake up! They're not, you better wake up. Nobody is watching you yet. You should tell yourself, I will never watch some things for a certain number of time until somebody's watching me. I will only watch things that teach me what to do to make my life better. I cannot just sit down. Every prank, all the prank in the world. Some people have prank sites. They have subscribed to all the prankers. Your destiny will become a prank. You better wake up. Wake up. The man who is pranking is making money. True or false? He's making money. Cannot believe God and not work. Because faith without work is dead. Many believers will say, you know, God is calling me. He said I should stay here. There's a season upon my life. There's no season upon your life. Ole, ole, long shade. There's no season. It's laziness. There's no season. Season that is making you beg people. Season that making you ask everybody, say, please help my life. No. If there is a season, he that has called you will make supply. So to prove to us that there is season, don't beg anybody. Stay there. My brother was making around doing that kind of thing here. One day I woke up, I said, go. I said, don't come back again. If you ever come back, you will walk. If God tells you to leave your job, he's telling you to leave it for something. And if God has told anybody to leave their job to come and do ministry here, come. We'll employ you. We'll tell you the target of souls you'll be winning every week. And how many hours of prayer you'll be praying. It's work. If you do it and you think that it is easy to pray, to walk, come and try. We'll give you a number of disciples you disciple per week. No problem. Come. As many, we will be able to. At least if you meet your targets and you win the souls very well, we'll be expanding. Is that not? I say, God has called you, sleep on the bench, lie down on the altar from morning to night. Your destiny will be altered. You can't just lie down like that. You must be walking. Jesus was going about doing something, healing the sick, living the oppressed, preaching Christ to people, doing things. He said, I'm just sleeping. May God help us in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 5 verse 17, in his defense, Jesus said to them, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I am working. Guy, I love this. But Jesus answered them, he said, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. I imitate the Father. Whatever the Father does is what I do. When I finished university, I was when we started this ministry, I was on my way to the law school. So by the time I came back from the law school, I was supposed to quickly rush and ensure that somehow I rush out for NYSC and many other things. But I checked my calendar and checked everything, and I saw it was not going to go like that. And I told myself, I said, that 1 year of NYSC, it must show in this church. And I put myself to work. Everybody that was there that year, they knew. We moved from the place where we were. We packed it out. We moved to another place. And it started growing again. 1 year has to show. Why? Because every year, the master comes to check your results. If you are stagnant, they will ask, should we uproot this one and put another person there? Your place will not be taken in the name of Jesus. I used that 1 year and I've never regretted it. And I will never, it cannot be regretted. It has been added in the calendars of heaven. Records have been made. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? Yes. Child of God, get up and walk. Businessman, walk. People are distracted now. Instead of planning things and strategizing, calling partners and looking for what to do, many people are just there. Even elderly people pressing their phone. God. Paul, speaking in the book of Corinthians, he said, but I labor more abundantly than them all. He initially said, I am what I am by the grace of God. So somebody would have said, it is the grace of God that worked for Paul. You know, but Paul said, yes, it is the grace. Then what happened? He said, the grace of God made me labor. The grace of God gave me strength to labor. Out of 66 books, one man wrote about 12 or there about career. To labor over your business and get results. Jesus, receive grace in the name of Jesus. I have told them, I was telling them in a meeting, all the ladies to hear, that the Association of Unmarried Men have done meeting. And they say, if you don't have work, they will not marry you. So, Martin Reje, nobody's going to marry a lazy woman. They have done meeting. They gave me their circular. Association of Unmarried Men. They know themselves in this church. Everywhere, they're everywhere. If you are not working, they will not marry you. Who wants to have a liability? How many men here, you like liability? Even those who have money, if you have put your wife in your house and she's not working, her brain will be dull. Work is not just to make money. Work enhances the brain. Work increases productivity. The way you think. Why? Because work is problem solving. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Ecclesiastes chapter 10, 9 verse 10. Whatsoever your heart finds to do, he said, do it with all your might. Somebody say, all your might. You didn't say it well. Say, all your might. The ladies have reduced their voice. Skinny most of I. Can you say all your might? I'm advising you. You will know why. When time comes, you will know why. With all your might. He said, for there's no work or device in the grave where you go. Everybody will get to the grave. He said, but before we get to the grave, we must do what? We must work. We are here on the face of planet Earth to work. We have limited time. There's a time to rest. There is a time to work. When you should be working, if you are resting, you will end up in misery and penury. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4, the Bible says, idle hands make one poor, but the diligent will bring what? Wealth. If you don't like your pay the price. You don't like your pay the price. What are you willing to sacrifice to increase your pay? What extra mile are you willing to go to increase the pay? Because the pay will not increase if you are not willing to pay the price. You must provide extra service. You must bring more to the table. You must do outstanding things. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Somebody's financial life is changing. I didn't hear you. I say your financial life is shifting in the name of Jesus. Isaac was not a lazy man. His father inherited wealth and handed it over to him. It has been said that 95% of people who inherit wealth don't know how to manage it. But Isaac was not like that. The Bible says, and Isaac dug a well. The well that was dug in the day of his father, the Philistines covered it. He dug another one. They covered it. He dug another one. They covered it. Dug another one. They covered it. What? And the Philistines got tired. Then he said, he dug one. And they said, this guy is giving us stress. Which one is easier, to dig or to cover? To cover is easier. So the guy doing the harder work, where the people doing the easier work out, must be a hard worker. And by the time he was done, he got to that place, they couldn't cover it. He said, this is a Rehoboth. God has now given me rest. Don't rest when God has not given you one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure we're getting what I'm saying, church? Am I communicating this morning? Yes. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, the rich roulette over the poor is a permanent situation. The rich roulette over the poor. The rich roulette over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. If you don't want to be borrowing to buy rice in the morning from all those people they call online, it's a better 10 naira to pay 2 naira. You better walk. If you don't want somebody else to outrun you in that business, if you, it doesn't matter whether I've entered 1 billion, you're entering 2 billion, 5 billion. If you relax, somebody else is coming. No relaxation. No relaxation. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? No time to waste. If you want to remain at the cutting edge of your game, at the cutting edge of your profession, at the cutting edge of your business, at the cutting edge of your career, the cutting edge of your academics, you have to ensure that you are working. Keep working. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Yes. The Chinese people have a very serious work ethics. Work ethics. And in the work ethics of the Chinese, it's called Chiku, C-H-I-K-U, endurance. They endure hard things. They will stay there. Chiku, that's what they call it. Hard work, endurance. It is hard. They say, yes, it's okay. We have not gotten to the finish line. They say, yes, we know, we are not saying it's not hard, but we understand that by nature, we're supposed to do what? Endure. The Japanese people have a similar kind of work ethics, but their own is attached to continuous self-improvement. Don't stop until you see yourself improving every day. Every day, you must be getting better. You must be getting better. You must be getting better. If you're not getting better and you stop, your life will be bitter. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Am I helping somebody here? For time's sake, let's move. Number two, if you want your business and your career to move to the next level, you must understand the power of quality networking for maximum profit. Network, network, network for maximum profit. You must. Don't you like to read with other people? She said, no, I don't like to read with other people. I like to read on my space. I like my space. You are failing, Kotoka, more. You know? I just discovered. So I said, read with other people. Those of us that read with other people, we are not foolish people. There's something you call networking, collaboration. You just finished reading a whole chapter and you thought that what you read, your interpretation was right. To you, it was right or it's right. Then you got to the reading, what do they call it now, group reading or something. And by the time you open your mouth, everybody say, ah! You say, I know what I read. By the time you finish saying it, they told you, it's rubbish. If you had entered the hall like that, you'll be shouting and saying, no, these people, they mark rubbish. Nobody's marking anything that is wrong. It's you. You didn't read anything that's correct. If you collaborate with other people, somebody would have corrected you before the exam, real exam. And that's how many business owners are. Listen to me, we are in the dispensation of collaboration. If you want to do very well with your business, you must look for people to collaborate with. Some people, the ability you have might not be able to run a business beyond 5 billion. It's just that, that is the, you have not, you don't know how to stretch yourself again. But if you add somebody else who has that same 5 billion ability, the company will not be making 10 billion. No, it will not be making 10 billion. It is a multiplier effect. Then when you share the profit at the end of the day, instead of 5 billion, you might be going home with 25 billion. But no, it's my own. Can put you on one level for life. If you want major breakthroughs in life, you must know how to collaborate with people. You are the sales, you are the HR, you are the operation, you are the manager, you are the accountant, you are the delivery boy. OT close. You can start like that, but you must never remain like that. Many people don't know how to scale up their business. They don't know how to scale up. When it's time to scale up, they don't know how to scale up. They don't know what to do. When we started the church, I used to walk and I would come to the office. I would just sit down. I didn't know many things to be doing, but I would be reading my Bible and I would be praying. But I know that there are other things. So I went to other offices to ask. I said, what do you people do in this your office? What do they do in church office? Because if they say God call somebody to full-time ministry, I cannot just be sitting here. I'm praying, I'm fasting. What next? I started asking questions. And they say, there's structures. So they organize this. So they plan that. I say, I planned that thing like that. I sat down and I started planning it. Now I have people reaching out to me and say, please, what do you do? I say, they plan. I send the same template to them. I say, take, that's how it works. You have to put structures in place. What do we do today? What am I doing on Monday? I cannot be saying I'm reading and praying and applying only on Monday. What of planning programs? What of reaching out to guests? What of planning for evangelism? What of follow-up? What of visitation? Instead of just reading your Bible and praying. Reading your Bible and praying does not make the church grow. There's more to it. To move your business or your career to the next level, you need quality partners. What are the quality of minds and skills joining in the building of your business and career? Solid life, what quality of mind? Some people, it's a small business, but you need to look for your friends that are striking and get three or four of them and say, just partner with me for this season and help. Let's think together and see what my business will look like. Collaboration and partnership is key. Collaboration and partnership is key. It was a team of people led by one guy that eventually set up the Opay business, and where they are now. Sacked from the one he was doing for another bank, and he decided that I will try something. We can try this thing. And the team started working, putting their head together, built their unicorn from there. We move like that. Partnership. Somebody say partnership. Because people that they are your enemies, but you can give them money. By telling them to put your product on their status, if they get people referral, I'll pay you. 5 people, see what you get. Get people all around to make things work. It's necessary. A network gap can keep you at a spot for several years. You are just one connection to the next person that you need to move to the next level of your life. One person. And many times, many people do not understand. Some of us who are doing one kind of business or the other, you must understand that there is a season of your life where you begin to think and ask yourself. There's what you call diversification. You cannot be on one thing for a long time. If one thing closes, you have closed. Some people, whatever it is that they know they do now, close. They've closed. All their owners, their life has finished. It's not supposed to be like that. So network will afford you greater opportunities, knowledge spread. It helps, you know, to increase specialization also. So you can focus on what your own is. Do you know that Apple does not, Apple just does designs. Apple does what? Design. They sit down to think of what the next product will look like. They sit down to think of how they will go about the next. It's Foxconn that does the manufacturing. So these people, you handle manufacturing, we will be telling you what you will manufacture. So they spend quality time thinking ahead of what people will need and how it will go. Then they give the work to somebody who should do manufacturing. Because if we sit on manufacturing, we'll not go far. And when it is time for sales, they will not put their company and say, we want to be the one. No. They will have sales agents everywhere. Bring it here, boom. We know what we're going to get in a short period. Collaboration. Yeah, do your own. You do your own. 2 are better than 1, for they have a good reward for their labor. If one falls down, the other will push up. Immediately, Apple is going down, Foxconn is also going down. Foxconn will say, Apple, you should not go down. Can't go. If you go down, we're down. If you go down, we're down. So we must help ourselves. 2 are better than 1. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Yes. Recently, some of us, you saw Global business. We know they cook food, or we cannot cook food. We cannot cook food. We can ride Okada and do logistics. We can organize that one. So where do you have your food? We'll be picking it for you. Collaboration. And it's everywhere. If you're on your phone, the Global, you can eat a Global. I say this Global, waiting with it. From food, they have moved to other items. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Because somebody sees the need to stay on a particular thing, then begins to think, these other people are having issues with logistics, people delivering for them. We can master the act of this one. Master it so much that even those who were doing it before, they might lose relevance just because we're here. Then we will now tell these people that it will not fail if we are the ones doing it. Don't give them again. And I guarantee you, after the documents are signed, they take on the business and they start pushing with all their life. Everything they can. Everything. This one can afford to lose a rider and wait for 1 week to get. They can't afford to lose that rider. They will discuss. If it requires to pay more, they will pay more. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So you must wake up if you're a Christian. The people in the school say, I serve God. No. The Holy Spirit is an advantage to give you ideas, strategy, insight for us to do better. We cannot afford to fail. When you say, I can never be small, it is not by mouth alone. It is by putting the right things in place. The number of tech people in this church, 4 or 5 people can come together and turn their lives around in the next 5 years. But everybody's okay with their 1.5. To 2 mila. Can't go far like that. Wake up. I say, guys, what can we do with our life? Where we are now, what do we do next? The Bible says David had some men. They came around. The Bible says when David came out, he had nothing. He was anointed king. There was oil on his head, but there's no manifestation. And he could not be king over Israel. So the idiots in town, they had skills, but they were foolish. Some people, the skill they had were fighting skill. You know somebody that can fight? And there is no battle, he's useless. If you are a fighter and there's no battle, he's very useless. This one can, and look at all the men that David had, all of them are what? Fighters. So they were useless to the community because they would just be scattering everything. So when they saw David became king, everybody gathered. So when they gathered, David said, well, this is an army, but now I'm not yet a king. Let's be honing the skills of this guy. One day we'll get better. Then he started. The Bible says those that were distressed, they were destitute. They were depressed. All of them gathered. How will you not be depressed? When they blow your eye 2 times, you'll be depressed. Come here. They gathered, they stayed with David. And David started giving them mentorship. In the evening, they would do worship. After the worship, they'll go and do training. Who can fight more? They started checking. That's where they discover Benaiah. They discover Eleazar. They discover all of them. And David knows that, Kai, the day we set up on the throne, we'll finish everything. And the day David emerged king. No, just know the guy is following David alone. He's not the king, oh. Even the king is threatened already. And say, Aliu there for David Campo. Aliu Dagboru. Yeah. They know that if only that guy enters the camp, he can beat 1,000 people. And so when David carry 40 men, in that 40 men, one can beat 1,000, one can beat 500. Calculate all of them. One day they just handed over the thing to David and said, take. And they put oil on the head of David. He became the mighty man of David. Collaboration, they worked together. Those men, some of them could beat David if it's by physical fight. It's not by fight. David had the wisdom for what? Leadership. Some people, you don't have physical strength, you have brain. Use your brain to gather those who have physical strength to make your life easy. Because if you don't have physical strength and you don't have brain, are you that any Tony brain? May God help us in Jesus' name. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Yes. So you must wake up. Spotify decided to partner with Facebook. Facebook had plenty of people. They were about to waste. At a point, everybody was already thinking of where to migrate to. Then Spotify knew that these are some people. If we partner with these guys on this, their serious platform, our lives will be better. And they entered an agreement. If they had said, let's stay, let's continue to push, they'll be thinking of how to push until somebody will get the same idea and partner with Facebook and cross them. But when they saw it was necessary for them, they entered a business partnership. While this one says, okay, no worry. Tech integration, let's just make sure that we also that have this our platform will give you. Bring your music. We'll put it around. The royalties that are coming, how do we share? And remember, everything you do with a person, even if it's a Christian and speaking in tongues for 12 hours, get a lawyer. Oh, tishé, oh, baba, tishé, oh. Because when money is involved, some people's brain will turn upside down. The legal framework to it. How many percent? What is happening here? Why? Because life has to move. People have to move forward. You cannot be the tailor, go to market, you source for material, you are the tailor, you are the one that is online, you are the one that is advertising it on this studio like this. Everything only you for 5 years. You want to kill yourself? Just for a while. After, you have to start thinking and collaborating with other people and making things work. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Number three, there's so much to say on those things. Maybe next service I'll talk about other things. Is this service making sense to us, church? Number three, leverage technology for business and career breakthrough. Leverage technology. I want to beg you, leverage technology. Start asking yourself, how do I use tech solutions? I cannot continue with this manual, rugged, struggling way of doing things. No. How do I use tech solutions. It's everywhere. Everybody knows that the next phase of the world has moved. You cannot stay where you are and not move. Sometimes somebody has a shop in Alaba. He's not selling as much as somebody that has an online platform. He cannot even sell as much. This one has, he doesn't have any shop. Nobody knows where he stores. He's inside Igbokuta. But he has a platform that is visible to the whole world. From inside the bush in the village where his warehouse is, he can be selling so much. The money you are using to pay for shop regularly, he does not need it. He has serviced his platform and organized everything and moving. For those who have now, it doesn't mean you want to close it. No, wisdom is profitable to direct. But you can move yourself to a level where you know that even this place where I am, I don't think I'm doing anything here. My work is happening online more. And that's where you begin to leverage. You put your attention where your attention should be. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Yes. If you want global reach, you have to do it online. But if you want local reach, you can do it in your parlor. And do it in a small shop and stay there. Say, this is a shop. Some people are... Global reach can be from any corner. Is that not? You don't have to have a physical shop location to run some things. Leverage the power of what? The internet. I do counseling online. This one, people will come physically. And when they come physically, they will spend their transport. They will come for counseling, you know. And I'll sit down there. I'll be looking for a location where to sit. I don't need it. I can wear my boxer and wear shirt and tie. Sit down. Hello, do you get it? Marriage is profitable to direct. In no concern. Make the camera shine, no fall. And the money that they pay is more than the one they used to pay when they come physically. Leverage technology. Leverage technology. If you want extraordinary business breakthroughs, start thinking in that direction. And as you are leveraging technology, that tells career people also that your services will be needed by those who want to leverage technology. That means there are certain skills that are more needed today than the ones that were needed before. That means people should start thinking. Many of us, you need to switch. Those men who are between the ages of, you know, 40 and above, you have to be very careful. If care is not taken, you might lose many things. If you don't start thinking of how to switch, ladies and men 40 and above, if you don't start switching, the next generation is fast running across your head. So you need to ask yourself, how do I reskill? It might take you some time to reskill, but you need to switch skill, because the skill you are working with right now is not going to yield as much as, whereas you just learn another one for 6 months to 1 year, consistently giving attention to it. It might be midnight. You might go to work 9 to 5 and still wake up 2 hours every midnight to learn what you are learning, just because you are about to switch your career. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? That's why I say work. Tell your neighbor work. You have to work. You have to work. You have to work. You have to start thinking and asking yourself questions. This thing I'm doing, will it still be relevant? Will I still be needed? Will I still be needed? In the next 5 years, will I still be useful to the society? Or I will just be sitting there and everybody has passed me. Time, things will not pass you in the name of Jesus. Time will not permit us, but career people, you need to leverage certain spaces. You want to leverage LinkedIn. You want to leverage Coursera, Udemy. You want to push on your skill acquisition. You want to leverage on the use of Canva. You want to leverage on the use of Zoom, Google Meets, virtual meetings that are interviews that will be happening everywhere. You want to leverage some of these platforms to showcase, maybe websites, to showcase your work and showcase what you're doing. The disciple Jesus Christ, they asked him, his family members asked him, they said, if you know that you are doing this thing you know how to do, show yourself to the world. That's what he told Jesus. I wish you could help me look for the scripture. I didn't put it on my head. Message translation. Look for it and let's look for it in the message. Show yourself to the world. Show yourself to the world. Show yourself to the world. So those of you that say, you are carrying your shoe, trekking everywhere, half of your shoe, you say, I'm still looking for a job. You carry envelope. Who's carrying envelope in this generation? They said the destiny has been enveloped. If you know that you want to, you cannot be carrying envelope over now. Everything is online, you know. You have put your own, your profile, your LinkedIn profile optimized, properly done. People can see you. It's easily, you know. You don't even need to be applying. They are looking for people already. You say, I'm just there. I'm waiting. And when you say you are waiting at home, what are you doing waiting? Sitting down, watching Netflix. Never. You sit down with books. You sit down and start reading. You sit down and start upgrading your life. Sir, I've never stayed without work from the day I left secondary school. I knew I didn't have anything to do. I entered primary school. I started teaching. When I was teaching from primary school, I started to learn computer. I started learning how to make computer, how to couple computer. Those days it was coupling computer, desktop, the panel, the processor, everything. We put everything together. I couple computer. From coupling computer, God, I believe that God has called me to ministry. I should come and start practicing. I started going to hospitals to preach to people. In the morning, I'll leave my house, wear my shirt and my tie. I'm going to hospitals to evangelize. I secondary school to preach. I did that 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. I was still doing computer alongside. Anytime they give me computer, I say, I'm around though, early morning, 8 o'clock. I've reached the school. I finished preaching by 9. I'm back to the computer space. The day I'm going for hospital, I'll beg my organ that if they allow me to go for the hospital, I will go. I did not say I've stopped the work. I'm not doing it. No. I continued like that, until I started seeing that I'll be where I am. I'd go, hello, sir. Are you the one that came to the school? I say, yes, sir. We like your message. I say, glory be to God. Can you preach for us at Lagbogidi Street? Yes. 2222 Parish. I say, yes, sir. Why can I not preach? I don't even need offering self. Just call me. Let me be showing myself. I don't need anything. No one. I don't need honorarium. What is honorarium? When my destiny is not yet honorable. Just be showing me to the world first. And as I was going, I started going everywhere. This one will say, I'll finish preaching. They say, what? Sometimes I will climb bike. The places I will go to preach, I can't forget one place I went to preach inside. Aboru. The dust had boru, oti boju, milti bo my life. When I got to the place to preach, they didn't know there was a pastor. They were thinking about that as a masquerade itself. They now gave me handkerchief. They were now helping me clean my shoe. But when I finished, the glory of God came down. I said, Kai, that this man, you are blessed. I said, yes. I started going for vigils. I would do 2 vigils, 3 vigils some nights. Okada man will carry me. Hard work. 3 different messages to preach in different places. The day I cannot preach 3, I'll share the 2. I'll preach 2 for this one, 2. Brother, you cannot be lazy. Nothing is built by laziness. Preach like that, running up and down everywhere with all my life. Teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart unto what? Wisdom. I don't, as I am now, I don't want God to hear that I am busy. When say, sir, you're so busy, I say, shh, I'm not busy. I say, Father, I'm not busy. The one way you give us, we don't do it. Give us more. We want to do more. Because by the time you start announcing to God that you are busy, your cycle of more will short. The way God gives you more responsibility, more grace in life to do is when you take more responsibility. If the responsibility you have every time you're like, I'm tired, I'm depressed, I cannot work, God will not give you anything more again. You remain at one level for a long time. That's why you have to be tireless. Now that you have, especially young people, the Bible says it is good for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth. Bear your yoke in your youth. You carry it. You move where you're going. They say, this babe, Baba, yes, let me do it now. Because at night comes when no man can do what? Work. Those of us who are career people leverage, business people leverage social media. Facebook, TikTok. A small business owner had little representation on TikTok. And she started making her dress and posted it. Within 3 months, 50,000 followers. 3 months. It's not 3 months of I post today and no post tomorrow. I post today, another day tomorrow. Moti close, moti shilola. No, consistency. Wake up in the midnight, carry the camera, put in front. This is the style. Hey for apple. Hey for. Sometimes you finish, you ask yourself, who give me work? God, help my life. Stay there. Within the space of 3 months, one major video went viral, and everybody started looking at the platform. All the ones she did since that nobody had seen. Everybody started seeing it. You never can tell which one. We are in a world where the most local person in a village can come to global relevance if you are willing to do what is needed. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Finally, as I close, the last one. Now that second service, I'll talk about other things. Last one for this service. There are other things. There are a lot of things to discuss, but last thing for this service, never ever undermine the God factor in your business. Never ever undermine the God factor. Never. Isaiah 48 verse 17 says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. I am the Lord your God. I teach you what is best for you. That meaning that you can be doing something that God has not called you to do. You succeeded in the eyes of men, but you failed in the eyes of God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So even if I want to do this thing, everything, God, is this the way? The Bible says, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I go? What should I do? What exactly? Which one will be the best? Which one aligns with your purpose, your calling, and your direction for my life? Put God at the center of what you are doing. He said, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. So I teach you how to do, I can teach you how to make profit. Who leads you by the way you should go? In other words, I can choose the one you will do, and I will show you how to profit in it. Somebody under the sound of my voice today, by the hand of God, clarity and direction in your life to move to the next phase of your financial lifting, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 32 verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. I will teach you in the way you should go. In Psalm 25 verse 12, he says, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the way they should go. He will instruct them. Instructions are for people who are willing to take. If God is giving, are you willing to take? If God is saying, I want to help you, are you willing to go? And one of the ways God helps us and gives us direction to profit is divine guidance. When God guides your life, some people can succeed financially and be frustrated, they are not fulfilled. But when God is on your path, the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, he adds no sorrow. That one is coming upon somebody's life in this church here. I say it is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. I say it is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Isaac inquired of the Lord, should I stay in this land or go to the other one? Am I supposed to be here? Is God said, Isaac, if you had gone without anything, you die. But because of the covenant that Abraham, your father, had made, he followed me. God did not even wait for Isaac. God showed up for Isaac and he said, Isaac, stay in this land. And the Bible says, and Isaac stayed in that land and he reaped a hundredfold. And the man began to wax great. He continued to become great until he became very great. Divine guidance. When divine guidance is there, you cannot miss it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? And at the end of everything, when God begins to guide you, you begin to succeed in your business, you begin to do well, don't ever forget Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of your increase. If God has blessed you, you have to honor him. If God has honored you, you have to honor him. Some people, when God begins to increase them, they forget God. See, as soon as you forget your source, your stream will begin to run dry. Listen to him. You must understand it. If God is the one helping you, you acknowledge him as the one helping you. There is a spiritual system for financial increase. It is a seed time and harvest principle. So that when God blesses you, every month you bring out of that thing that God has blessed you with, and you say, God, this belongs. I can't even eat it without giving you. I can't even touch it without giving you. This belongs to the work of God. This will advance the kingdom of God. This will cause the work of God to prosper. You drop it there. Take your own. God is training your heart to know whether you are greedy or you are a faithful person. God is training your heart to know whether money can carry you off, sweep you off. Then you see that level where you are. The path of the just begins to shine brighter. And he says, move another step. Then you say, measure another measure for him now. They measure again. 2 years later, I say, another measure again. If what God blessed you with 2 years ago, and when it comes to kingdom advancement, is the same thing you are giving since 2 years, in the sight of heaven, you are saying that your business is not progressing. There's no need to do anything about it. So when God blesses the works of your hand and you increase in your business, the way God knows that you are grateful to him is when he sees it in your giving. You say, yes, it has reflected. Standard of living increase, standard of giving increase. Rise up on your feet, church. Let us pray. That's it for this morning. That's it for this morning. You are going to pray. All doors that are shut against my finances, open. Every door open. Doors of wisdom open up to me. Doors of wisdom. I'm looking forward to people coming back after 6 months, 1 year, and say, Pastor, that message you preached, I decided to collaborate. Some of you, as I'm talking right now, you are thinking of the quality friends that have quality minds. Some people that have quality skills around you. The prayer we're about to pray now, it will launch you into opening of different dimensions of your mind and your understanding. It will broaden your heart. Whenever I teach on business, there was a time I teach, where is my money? Where is my money? Whenever I teach any of things like this, I allow the Holy Spirit, there is the angel that is called the multiplying angel, the Nimshak anointing, the anointing that multiplies. That angel is released and dispensed over the destinies of people to multiply wisdom, to multiply strength, to multiply grace, to multiply everything that is required. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice that that angel will partner with you this year, 2025. I say that angel that makes multiplication will partner with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Never ever, never ever compare yourself with an unbeliever and say, I don't know what they do. Everybody has an altar to service. Everybody has what they do. For you, trust in your God. Put your hope in Him. Don't say you don't know what they are doing. If they don't give what they are supposed to give, their own gods will demand their life. Our God is merciful. He will not demand your life. He loves you, cares about you. But you will remain at a particular level. And when you appear in heaven, you'll be ashamed because you had this much. But look at the kingdom that people advance. What's your role? I want you to pray this morning and say, God, help me in my business and career. Help me. Start with that prayer in 10 seconds. Then I will switch to the next prayer right now. Just say, God, help me. Just demand help first. Help. Help can be wisdom. Help can be strength. Help can be right connections. Help can be open doors. Just say, God, help me. I receive help. 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 In the name of Jesus, I receive help. Radina Musanke Puros go Bredenesh. Rabababababababababash. Rakabanemeneketeleboshadi. Rana Gabazuzu Brekezende Lebosh Kapaya. Ranina Koziza Velende. Rushko Breketele Motapotaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you lift up your voice, one prayer point, then we'll wrap up this service. You're going to pray. One prayer point. You're going to pray with passionately. You're going to pray passionately. You're going to say, Father, I receive wisdom. I receive supernatural wisdom. It's wisdom. The Bible says, by wisdom is an enterprise built. To know whether to switch a career or not and which one to switch, you need wisdom. To know how to move your business to the next level and know who to transact and who not to transact, you need what? Wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to do what? Direct. I want you to pray sincerely from your heart and say, Father, I ask for wisdom. Wisdom to build structures. Wisdom to build systems. Wisdom to make quality decisions. Wisdom to be guided in the path that I should go. Lift up your voice and begin to pray passionately. God is seeing your heart, whether you really need or you're joking. God is seeing the heart. The Bible says the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can you begin to pray right now and say, Lord, I ask for unusual wisdom. Wisdom for extraordinary exploits in business. Wisdom to increase in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. You're not praying. I want you to pray passionately. Wisdom for structure building. Wisdom to build systems. Wisdom to run things. Wisdom to advance in life. Wisdom. I receive wisdom. The wisdom of the wise. The wisdom of the ancient. The wisdom of the wise. The wisdom of the ancient. Wisdom to multiply my income. Wisdom to multiply the way I live. Wisdom to multiply my effort. Wisdom in the name of Jesus. That you will not settle for where God has not said you should be. God is seeing bigger things for you, but you are just seeing houses that you want to be seeing more. God is seeing more. You are supposed to be a kingdom, and your kingdom financier at a large scale level. You are supposed to help people. You are supposed to help nations. Stretch your hands, church. I declare this morning that the wisdom of God to multiply, the wisdom of God that brings multiplication, not just addition, multiplication. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Let that wisdom rest upon you in the name of Jesus. All doors that are shut against you, against your manifestation, against your visibility, against your opportunities, I declare right now, doors open in the name of Jesus. Doors open in the name of Jesus. Doors open in the name of Jesus. Every family where there is an embargo, that people cannot go beyond a particular level, they cannot cross a line. Rabina kataye banete, eruana kababa. That they labor hard like elephants, but they get ants results. I declare right now, the spell is broken in the name of Jesus. The spell is broken in the name of Jesus. I launch you into the realm of no limits in the name of Jesus. Enter the realm of no limits in the name of Jesus. He said, and the Lord our God will establish the works of our hands and bless the works of our hands. I declare over everyone, as these hands are stretched, as these hands are stretched, your academics, your business, your career, I declare the Lord bless the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. 6 months from now, 1 year from now, somebody is coming back to say, after that message, my business income has quadrupled, has multiplied times 10, times 50, times 100, 1,000 fold, much more in the name of Jesus. You will not pursue and forget God. The Bible says, they that forget God, if they forget God, they will dry up. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. As God begins to increase you, prosper you, show you the way, teach you, enhance. May you not come to the point where you will think it's your mind that has done it. May you continue to give glory to God. May you continue to show him honor every day. And may his blessings increase upon your family, upon your home, upon your parents, upon your children, in the name of Jesus. No one is permitted to be small. No one is permitted to live a weak life. We are rising from glory to glory. We are rising from one level to another level. Favor becomes a shield round about you. Favor becomes a shield round about you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you put your hands together this morning?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.